I still can't get over that there was a clown in the studio. Roger Bergman's here. You met the clown, Miss Skeeter.
Yes, I did. Yes.
I could go somewhere, but I'm not going to.
Okay, good.
In regards to clowns. Good to see you.
Oh, thanks.
Usually I'm watching you on YouTube on the Ottawa County Commissioners meetings. A meeting yesterday. I was a little surprised by the vote to turn the communications manager to a communications director. I was a little surprised by the vote.
I was also, because there were, you know, a couple of Ottawa Impact folks who voted differently than I would have thought, and one of them really was confused, I believe, because she couldn't decide how to vote and asked to be passed over and to come back to her, which you can't do, but and she finally voted, but I would say there was a pause of 15 seconds before she really voted.
And she voted no.
And she voted no, yes.
And here's the thing, and many are saying, okay, so she voted no. It still passed, but she voted no. But then the Simply American website, which is run by Ottawa Impact, it's a, I'm using quotations, a news site.
Yes.
Anytime something happens that they don't like, they throw other commissioners under the bus and write these news stories. That's not productive.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And it's never good to do that.
It's just a matter of time before there'll be a story up there, you know, calling her out for voting no.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen now? So how Shannon Feldner spoke about what she does. She does an amazing job.
She does.
As the communications manager. In fact, I've never had anybody on from Ottawa County, Roger, where I've, you know, done an interview and then went, why'd I put them on? I'll never do that again.
Right,
there are people that you put on the air, and, you know, maybe they get nervous, or maybe, you know, maybe you gave them too much time or whatever, but I've always had great relationships, and I'm assuming that will continue. I hope that it will.
Yes.
When she spoke, many people said, oh, you know, she's drinking the Kool-Aid. Now, wait a second. She enjoys her job. She'd like to keep her job. If somebody came to me and said, okay, you're doing mornings, but we're also going to extend it a couple more hours and give you a pay increase, you don't think I'd do everything to keep my job?
Right. In fact, you know, I called her on Monday just to reinforce the fact that I really have appreciated. I've worked with her for 11 years.
It's a long time.
And she's done a great job for the county. And I wanted her to know that my no vote was not in any way a reflection on what she has done or hasn't done, because she's done a great job. My no vote was because I believe this is a way for Ottawa Impact, through John Gibbs, to control what is coming out of the county in terms of information. And I do not see that as a positive. I see that as a very negative thing for the community.
So you wanted her to know that it wasn't against her personally.
Correct. Yes.
Now, I work in radio, so it's such a totally different business. But how does this work? Has she been offered the position? Will she become the communications manager, or does she have to apply for the position?
That's a good question.
My
understanding is that she is the person.
She is. Good. Okay.
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, that can change too, right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. So everything will have to be filtered through her and then John Gibbs before news releases are sent out. And news releases are sent out through Ottawa County, I will say, in a very timely manner.
Sure.
I've never gotten a news release, because a lot of times you'll get a news release and I'll look at it and I'll go, I'm not chasing this down. I don't have time for this.
Right.
I'll have to rewrite it because it doesn't make sense.
Sure.
I've never had that issue.
Yeah.
And I've worked in Ottawa County a long time. I worked in Holland at a news station as well. So let's talk about some of the good things that are happening with the Ottawa County commissioners. What are some of the things that you're working on?
Well, there's some good things that are happening with Paul Sachs' department in terms of broadband.
Yes.
Moving forward on broadband throughout the county. Trying to find ways to create opportunities for people who provide that service to hook up to some sort of a system that maybe the county might help in putting in initially, just as we put in cell towers throughout the county. We put in the towers that provide the access for Verizon, AT&T, and those companies to use our towers. And then we actually, as a county, we make money using those resources and getting those rents. And we use that for technology to offset some of the cost of technology.
Right.
So those are the kinds of things that we're looking at, perhaps. But ultimately, to provide internet for Chester Township, Talmadge Township, those places that do not have
There's
coverage.
Little pockets. I'm
That's
telling
right.
I lived in Ravenna,
right.
so I know there are
yeah.
little pockets out
sure.
there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, with people working from home in the pandemic, we really saw
yes.
that some of these areas yeah. really struggle to get that high speed internet. And it's
yes.
really important. You can't do anything without it.
Right.
You can't. Really can't.
Yeah, you can't do dial up anymore.
No. No. Oh gosh. Remember that? Welcome to AOL. I had Prodigy. I remember when that first. I still remember my sign in on Prodigy.
Yeah, and then you heard the what was that electronic sound?
That was so weird.
Yes, yes.
So weird. How are things going with the health department right now, Roger?
I think they're going quite well. I think the health department is doing a great job of getting out information regarding. I think some of the issues at parks regarding ticks.
Yes.
Regarding, you know, some of the mosquito things, areas of concern. But also, I think they were down last week offering some sort of a vaccine, I believe,
yes.
at the Pride Festival.
Yes,
I don't know if I don't know if it was a vaccine or
it was an Mpox vaccine
right.
that they
that's
were
right.
offering. The health department was down
yes.
here for Grand
mm-hmm.
Haven Pride
right.
Fest, so
right. yep.
I was happy to see that and you know and I know they work close with the university, Grand Valley State University.
Yes.
Why wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you?
Right.
I mean, that's what
yeah.
you do. That's your job.
That's exactly right.
I would imagine there's tension at these meetings. I
tension.
I don't know. I mean,
yes. And the challenges.
Yeah,
you know,
what are the challenges for you?
Well, the challenge is, you know, I remember after 11 years of working with commissioners that we all shook hands and we all smiled and we talked about our families and we talked about good things and we smiled at these meetings, and that's not the case anymore. I go in these meetings and some of them will say hello. There's no handshakes, very few handshakes. And, you know, I have learned that there are a few that I can converse with and talk about, you know, what's coming up. Doug Zylstra and I have worked hard to build rapport with some of the other commissioners, but it's been a challenge at times.
It hasn't been easy. Yeah. We're speaking with Commissioner Roger Bergman, Ottawa County Commissioner. Lots to talk about the budget and so many other things. I'm going to play devil's advocate because somebody had mentioned this to me because I did promo that you were going to be on the show today. Some are saying that maybe initially the chair really did do this for the right reason and really thought that really believed in what they were doing. But this is just a stepping stone to a bigger political career. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure. It could be, I suppose. But I think that, he is basically focused on the most that he can do while he has the majority. And I think that, you know, he's going to continue to look for ways. And I think that he has, a lot of people that are giving him ideas on what more he can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, so I wouldn't be surprised if over the next few months we'll see more. I think with the budget process, flipping it on its head and coming up with, John Gibbs' idea. I'm not sure it's John Gibbs' idea, but
right.
I'm thinking that is probably Joe and Sylvia.
You had mentioned that earlier the last time
about
we talked.
Looking at all those, grants, and where they come from and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, that's going to take a lot of time, first
yeah.
of all. And it's also going to be very divisive. I believe it's going to be very divisive in this community, because a lot of those grants have strings attached.
Right.
And that's going to be, that's going to take up a lot of time. And I'm fearful of the fact that there may be some department directors that may grow weary of all of this.
But the process might be too exhausting. They might say, it's not worth it.
I can't do this anymore.
It's not worth it.
Right.
It's too stressful. Mm-hmm. I hope that doesn't happen.
I hope so, too.
Now, I know the state law will change the next time around when commissioners run. It'll be a four-year term.
Correct, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be that's why it's very important that we find ways to replace these Ottawa Impact folks.
In terms of the communications department, one of the things that Administrator John Gibbs had mentioned was that he had talked to some other departments, which, you know, that's a good thing to do, see how other counties are working in other states.
Yep.
But he had talked about having a studio for podcasts and all this different stuff. And you're looking at a studio right here. So who would the podcasts be for? That's what I want to know. Would they be for you guys, the commissioners, or would they be for the employees of Ottawa County in the Parks Department and all that other stuff?
Good question.
Because my wheels were spinning when I heard that.
Yeah. And that's not what the county commission is for.
You don't need studio to do a podcast.
We don't need a studio. We don't need to do podcasts. We don't, you know, there
Dave
are
Kelly
so many
that.
Things that they're doing that are really out of our lane. We don't need to be doing these things.
What's going on with Nate Kelly?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay, we're and a half months in now.
We've never heard that he's applied.
He's right? off doing some documentary somewhere, I don't know, in the Dakotas or something. I saw it on social media.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. We're almost 7 months into this, and nobody knows what's going on with his application or anything.
I have no idea if he's even applied.
It's going to be frustrating, Roger, to go into these meetings and to do your job and not have answers.
Yeah, not have answers. And then we ask Mr. Gibbs, his response is usually a very... it's not a response. It's a walk around or a talk around the response. And every time we have, his comments at the end of our meetings, it's a replication of what we've heard before. And it's nothing. He talks about stuff that he's talked about before, the brown bag lunches and how well they're received. And my understanding is that not very many people come.
Oh, boy.
So,
well, you might want to, a box lunch might be better. You're having a coffee.
Yes.
The last coffee went really well.
It did. Yes. We had to keep getting chairs.
Professor Mack was there, too.
Yes, he was.
Everybody knows who Professor Mack is.
Yes.
In fact, he's going to be performing in our town this week in Grand Haven. But anyway.
Yeah.
So how did that go? Went really well for you?
It went very well. And, a lot of positive response, a lot of ideas thrown out.
Good. That's good.
And, a lot of them were helpful in the sense that they gave me ideas on what I could do at some of these meetings. And just basically a lot of support. And I have, Mary Ellen, I have gotten so much support from people in my community, and not just this community. Mondays and Thursdays, I go to Holland to work for a little while in the shoe store there. And when I walk down the street there's people that recognize me and stop me and say, thanks for what you're doing. And it is just heartwarming to know that people are supporting me.
That's good to know.
In so many ways. And I know Doug has the same experience.
Where is the coffee?
The coffee is at the Spring Lake Library next week, Tuesday morning at 9:30 in the morning.
Wonderful.
We'll have coffee and cookies.
Oh, cookies.
Yes.
I'm impressed. I'm there.
I wasn't going to have those, but the last time I was here, I remember you said, are you going to have donuts?
I did, didn't I? I did. I know. Radio people were always thinking about food. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.